is the Biggs and Barr Show on Shay 106.
Hey, good morning. It's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
So we got more lockdown rules yesterday.
Well, kind of.
Sort of. Second state of emergency. And stay-at-home order. But not like a forceful stay-at-home order.
Just do your best.
Unless you're going out to work, the pharmacy, groceries, or exercise, which is the one that we all need, definitely.
Sure.
But it's a little hard to enforce.
Yeah, sure. For sure.
Like, you get caught anywhere, and you're like, I'm going to this trail,
exercise.
Or I'm going to here, or, you know.
I'm going to exercise.
Just put a bike on your roof, or the back of your car. Yeah. I guess not in the snow.
Throw
some skis up there.
Yeah.
And you can go anywhere you want.
Snowshoes.
Yeah. So, the big box stores also have to close a little earlier,
No.
No, they don't. I thought they did.
No. That was a rumor that it was going to be like that.
Oh, okay. So, that didn't happen.
Not that I can see. I've been reading it and trying to find out. Grocery stores are exempt from it. They can be open 24 hours.
Which is the only people that are really open now anyways.
Yeah. Doug didn't want to put in a curfew because he said he didn't want Ontario to be a police state. So, I know that really chaps me because now I can't get any liquor before 7 a.m. And I got to get it before 8 p.m.
So the declaration, though, of the emergency means that law enforcement people can now enforce a little
I guess so.
Easier?
On their own judgment as well.
On their own judgment.
That's going to go just swell.
I saw a headline this morning and I didn't read it because I was at a stoplight and the light went green, so I put my phone back down. And it said that police have more questions about enforcing than answers.
Yeah, it really was more confusing than anything else yesterday.
Okay.
Because he did tell us we were going to fall off our chairs. Now, that was with the projected numbers.
Yeah, the modeling.
Which, you know, would be bad if you can, if that actually happens. What, 14,000 infections a day?
A day by mid-Feb.
If nothing is done. If we just go out and lick each other's eyeballs and stuff.
But they threw massive numbers at us at the beginning of it too, remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't. That's the problem with playing this short-term scare game is that if you keep doing it and these things don't come...
It's like the boy who cried wolf.
These things don't happen.
Yeah,
then eventually just like, all right, okay, another big number, great. We didn't hit the last four you threw at us, so let's just...
Now, he personally isn't like the guy deciding those numbers. He's being told it's going to be by the medical folks, which whom make a pretty penny. They don't... You know what I mean? They're not going to be out of a job. So they don't have any of the... economy, they're just pure health.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
well, that's
blah,
their
blah,
job.
Where he is like, well, you know, there's some people who are going to lose jobs, blah, blah, blah. So he's got to bring them both together, and then he's got to make a terrible decision. But he didn't even make a decision. Nothing's changed.
No, big Jimmy Watts here, Mayor of Ottawa, Jim Watson.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, wait a minute. How come you can still buy everything in the big box stores?
Right.
Right, clothes and stuff like that. Because the small retailers getting dicked over, right?
100%.
Yeah, so he would like to see some stuff done about that, but nothing has been.
Well, Quebec, they shut down all the, like, Walmart. There's only the grocery area, I think, right?
That's
those are the pictures I saw.
That
where they
makes
had,
sense.
Yeah. Well, it's only fair. If it's just essentials, like, stuff, unless you want to do curbside, because most places that can operate curbside are still operating curbside.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
But, I don't know.
So, liquor store for sure is still, you can walk in, but you have to be in line. Right?
I believe so.
Because I read a confusing article where in the same paragraph, it said non-essential retailers like hardware stores, whatever, curbside, and then it had a comma and then a space, and it said, and liquor stores will be open. Well, what does that mean? It was all in the same kind of sentence.
They made it seem like they would be open.
Right.
Okay. Because it's essential. It's mental health. And
People that have addictions. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about those of us that have other addictions like cheeseburgers? Or
you can still get those.
You can still do that. Yeah.
Or
a
drive through, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
For a second.
Most of your addictions you can still get.
Most of them.
Yeah. No problem.
You can even get marijuana still. It's just a curbside or delivery, right?
Okay.
Like the old days.
Let's get drunk and high and fat.
There you go.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, if you haven't heard yet, a stay-at-home order will take effect in Ontario tomorrow morning, which is, I guess, the same as the current stay-at-home order. Residents will be allowed to go out only for essential trips like grocery shopping and work that can't be done remotely.
Yeah.
Premier Doug Ford says the order is different from a curfew because people are allowed outside regardless of the time for essential reasons. I'd explain that for stupid people. Doug says he's not in favor of curfews because he doesn't want Ontario to be a police state. Yeah. So this state of emergency will last 28 days. Outdoor gatherings limited to 5 people and with social distancing. Masks are still just recommended to be worn outdoors. Stores offering curbside pickup have to limit their hours between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Yeah.
But essential retailers like grocery stores, I believe liquor stores, are exempt from the rule. Now, why? Why did they do this? Because new projections that were supposed to make us fall off our chair indicate daily deaths from COVID-19 in Ontario will double between now and the end of next month without anything being done.
I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
I raised my eyebrows. I went, oh, wow. I didn't fall off my chair.
What, the number you mean?
Yeah, the number.
How many people?
Oh, yeah. I know, 14,000.
But
what says the deaths are on track to increase from 50 a day to 100 per day. And they say we have no intensive care beds.
Well, they're half full now.
For most of it.
Yeah.
You know, I got to thinking yesterday, there's a lot of buildings around that people aren't gathering right now that are supposed to be known for their charitable, you know, hospitality.
Right.
But I haven't heard a peep from them. Churches.
Churches should...
Yeah, like if you're running out of space, but you still have staff.
Right.
Or maybe you can keep the hospitals for, like, the critical...
Mm-hmm.
And then stuff that's not so critical where people just have to be monitored, maybe they could just use the churches and
maybe.
Stuff.
So instead of health regions having to fork over a bunch of money to make like pop-up infirmary tents and parking lots and stuff, maybe go to a few churches because sometimes there's like 10 in a single town.
It's probably more logistical issue.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you have the nurses in the hospital, you can just walk out to the tent and check on those that are
I guess
like, not as bad.
I don't know, just with
driving down the street.
If worse came to worse, I mean.
Yeah.
Like an offer would be nice.
Yeah. Like say, hey guys, whatever you need, maybe like, we'll give it to you. And then if no one takes them up on it, then that's not their fault.
Yeah.
So. But what do I know?
The thought.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman estimates the league will lose over $1 billion U.S. by playing a 56-game regular season. That all opens tonight. People very excited about that. So they're not going to have fans, basically, and the NHL relies on roughly 50% of all revenue from ticket sales, concessions, and other in-arena elements. So it's going to suck for them.
The bottom half of the financial league. They need tickets.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Leafs will host the Habs tonight in one of 5 games on the first night of the NHL season for this year. Ottawa Senators don't play until Friday when they take on the Leafs, and then the two of those play again on Saturday, so that should be fun. Cloudy today, some flurries, maybe some freezing drizzle, high of 0. Pretty much the same thing tonight, but a little bit colder. And tomorrow, pretty much the same thing. Friday, pretty much the same thing. Right through to Monday now, it looks like. Clouds, flurries, some freezing rain. Right now it's -3. That's the latest.
Bigs,
speaking of hockey, didn't Mr. Melnyk say something dumb yesterday or tweet something?
He was trying to be overly positive and optimistic.
He said he was going to see if they could get 6,000 fans to watch
like safely in the
safely
home.
Yeah. And I
said there was going to be rapid testing at the gates.
Yeah,
I guess he was going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like, I love going to see a Sens game, but I'm not sure there's ever been 6,000 people.
Yeah, it's true.
At least in a few years.
Yeah.
That was the theme of the comment section.
Yeah. Like, what's different?
Yeah, what's going to be different?
Like, I don't want to harsh on that guy for being positive.
Yeah.
There's other reasons to harsh on him.
Yeah. But, you know, 6,000 may be a stretch on a regular day.
Yeah.
Unless the Habs or the Leafs are in town.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Almost had to go to the hospital, guys.
Yeah, you almost died right
there. Did you fall off your chair?
No, I was sitting on the edge of it, and my massive calf muscle.
Right.
Clip the little lever that drops the chair, but then it drops it on your leg.
Yeah.
You know,
that sounds painful.
We almost had to.
I thought maybe you just had a first look at the COVID numbers from Doug Ford.
Fell off
maybe
your chair.
No. Yeah. I did almost fall off my chair, eh?
We do have some good news today.
I guess.
It's National Rubber Ducky Day.
What? like when he is.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one.
What are you supposed to do?
You make bath time lots
have a bath,
of fun.
I guess.
Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o.
I gotta be honest, I have never had a rubber ducky in my life.
Never?
Not that I ever recall in any pictures.
I have one
seeing
right
as
now.
A child. Why do you have a rubber ducky?
I don't know.
I had different tub toys, but not. I don't think I ever had the actual rubber ducky as well.
I'm not sure where the rubber ducky came from, but it does sit on the edge of my bathtub right now.
Really? That's nice.
Just sits there, eh?
Yep. I rarely have a bath. What I do, guess what I put in the bath?
When was the last time you had a bath?
Probably.
Have you had one in this
home? September 12th?
Oh, yeah.
2019.
Oh, really? No, probably in the summertime after I shoveled a couple yards of rock.
You have a bath.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's a big bathtub, so.
You set the lighting and the mood and put some rose petals in the water.
Put on a little music.
Bath bomb.
Yeah, a little bath bomb. Yeah. Put on the jets. It's nice. Yeah.
I think the point of today is to take you back to it when times were simple and when you were a child, right?
Right.
There's not.
Reminiscing.
Like, that song is a song from my childhood that you'll always remember. Rubber ducky. Like, what else is there? There's tons of stuff that you remember, like theme songs of show, like.
I see what you're saying. It's one of those ingrained things
that
will always
it.
Be with you. Uh-huh. Everyone knows Rubber Ducky because everybody watched Sesame Street.
Yes.
And, what,
the Muppet Show always sticks in my head. It's time to put on makeup.
Really?
Go to the Muppet Show tonight.
I think I spent way more hours with Sesame Street than I would have with the Muppet Show.
Sure, I agree.
Yeah, oh, me too. But I did love the Muppet Show.
Do you know, remember when Jamie didn't know that Snuffleupagus was invisible for like ever?
That's right. I
still don't
that.
Believe you.
What do you mean you don't
so he
believe
was,
us?
So no one else saw him but Big Bird?
What, he got a red baseball cap on? What do you mean you don't believe facts?
Yes, Big Bird, for the longest time, was the only one who could see Snuffleupagus, and then he would tell everybody, and everyone would think he was on crack.
Come on.
This
must have been like...
Why would we make this up?
Why would that be the thing we lie to you about?
Like, the first two seasons of Sesame Street, is that when that happened?
I don't know the timeline.
We watched many years apart from each other, remember?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, did you guys grow up on the Canadian version? Did you have that one, or no, they hadn't brought that in yet?
I don't know.
I don't know.
With the...
What Canadian version?
There was one with Jody, she was a pilot. She had a leather hat, and there was an otter, her orange otter friend.
Okay, I believe
they would,
you.
They would mix it in with the American.
Oh, they would just do like little Canadian.
Little tidbits here, yeah.
Then probably, yeah.
Not sure.
So no one saw him.
No.
Not even Oscar.
Why can't you wrap your brain around this?
Wasn't Oscar's like house right beside where they would meet?
It was kind of like Pokeroo. Like whenever anyone would come around, Snuffy would be gone because he's shy, right?
Yeah, he was super shy.
Yeah. It's not like he was there and people just couldn't see him. He just went.
He would go away. Like Bird would turn around and be like, oh, come. And then he'd be gone. He'd walk away.
Where'd he go?
Yeah.
Where's Snuffy?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, so he wasn't like a made up.
No,
entity.
No,
oh,
he was okay, real. Okay.
He's just shy.
Just shy.
Oh, okay.
But he made Big Bird like a crackhead all the time. Well, more than he already looked like. It's more of a coke addict than a crackhead.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Rubber Ducky Day.
Wow.
And, yeah.
You know, just a chance to relax, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have a bath. Play my rubber
there
ducky
you go.
Day. If I do, I will take some photos for you guys. Oh. Of me in the bath.
Do you think? Do you think Sweetums was like the Dr. Hyde to...
Oh, from Muppet
Snuffy's
Show?
Jack, like, Snuffy was Jekyll, and then when he drank the whatever, he turned into Sweetums.
Oh, I see.
Because they have the same fur and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Same sort of face.
Yeah, very similar.
Sweetums was the
just
best.
Just a different
dad.
Nose.
Different nose, for sure. Yeah.
I keep asking you guys to call me Sweetums, but you just won't do it.
No, it doesn't fit.
But enjoy your rubber ducky day, I guess.
Yeah.
Have a bath.
I will.
And float your duck around.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
What's the story about a swingers party getting busted?
Yeah.
Because I think that's not allowed in these times.
Nope.
Surprisingly, not from Quebec. But obviously the lockdown stuff.
It's in Florida?
Yeah, no. It's
California.
In, California.
LA.
Yeah, yeah.
California love.
Even in the States, they have looser lockdown rules a lot of places. But you're still not allowed to gather in big numbers.
It is a swingers party.
And so apparently this was a major swingers party being held in a warehouse.
In a warehouse.
Wow.
Now.
That's a lot of fluid.
It's a lot of plastic to have to buy.
The three of us have a friend.
Yeah.
That partakes in these type of events.
Yeah, yeah. And to each their own. Go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
That floats your boat.
Sure. And he has talked to me about these type of parties where mm-hmm. the It's not
not a giant. Warehouse.
Just to be clear, when you hear swingers party, it's not a big orgy in a warehouse.
No, it doesn't just look like a bunch of bait worms that you just throw in a cup. Like they're not just all over.
They
like
go there to meet each other and then they go off. With what other couple they've chosen to go off with, generally.
And maybe a whole floor of a hotel will be like booked out,
rooms and and such.
It's not just a big like. It's not what you what you immediately think when you hear that. But anyways, there's audio from it because the police made some arrests.
Okay.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The party is over.
He's so pumped to be there. He's like, this is hilarious.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The party is over. If you do not come down, you will be subject to arrest.
What is happening right now?
You're being detained. Every single one of you that's at this illegal party.
People were at this location. We responded and detained probably close to 200 people. LA County Sheriff's Department was out tonight to enforce a public health order, and we will continue to do so.
Now, if you don't, I mean, this group of people has never really been afraid of exchanging things with each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they're nervous about COVID. They've been passing stuff back and forth on a molecular level for a long time. But
a lot of viral load going on there.
There is a big
viral load.
Big viral load of COVID.
Of COVID. Of course.
Jason.
Yeah.
The other thing about that community, because we've learned a lot from our friends.
Yes. We have,
Is that they have their own, like, communication. Like, they have their own websites. They have their own, like.
Oh, I thought you meant signals like bat catchers and stuff.
I'm sure they have those, too. But they already have the communities to go meet each other. Like, if the three of us are, like, not have a swingers party, but just, like, F COVID, I'm having a party.
Right. Yeah.
I want to have we wouldn't even know, aside from our own personal people, how to like rendezvous. Yeah. Like, you don't have the venues, you don't have that. These people have all that structure built in. So they're just, I mean, it's just waiting to happen. I'm sure the worst thing, like the least worst thing they could catch at one of those is COVID, to be honest.
Yeah, there's some longer lasting things that you could catch from a party like that. A
lot of words ending with Rhea,
like a spouse or something.
A few Rhea's.
Yeah, a couple of Rhea's.
And a spouse.
Spouse might be the worst one.
Catching a spouse.
Yeah. So
He just won't go away now.
Yeah. So I'm sure one of these will come out of Quebec shortly.
Story. Yeah. For sure.
At least they love that kind of. Who's they? Our good Canadian friends who speak a different language. Man, they're horny over there in Quebec. Talking like an old man.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Real excited about answering your questions today.
We sure are. 762-555. Any question you like.
Look at me.
Yeah, you're like
bobbing and a weaving over there.
Look at me.
Yeah, your back must be feeling a little bit better.
A little bit. I don't wanna get excited about it because then that's when I do something dumb and it goes and I'm back down again. But you know, I've adjusted how I
live.
Watch television and or shoot Jamie in the face online at night.
Okay.
We don't ever play together. I don't shoot him. But anyways, I used to just live because I have a big ass TV.
Listen to this, okay?
I have a big ass TV. This is for anyone with back pain. This might help you. If you do what I do. I have a big ass TV in my bedroom, right? That's where I spend most of my like downtime, lying in bed watching TV. Now, I used to just lie on my back.
Is that the same one you use for your OnlyFans or no?
Yes. Okay. The camera's on top of the TV.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. So I lie on my back and I would just like you would lie in bed, crank my head up on pillows, flat on my back, and watch.
That's probably bad for your neck and stuff.
Yeah, my neck never really felt it, but I mean, maybe it wasn't helping my back, okay? So now, and I used to play, when I would play games with Jamie later.
Right.
I would just put the controller on my chest.
And look down his body.
Look down my body at my TV. Probably awful for me.
Why don't you just mount the TV on the ceiling?
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
But I'm the least handy human ever, so it would fall in.
So tell us your setup now. Tell us your setup now.
So I went online and said how to sit in bed for your lower back the best way.
Okay, yeah.
I Googled it. So I have a big soft headboard, right? Like a material headboard.
Right. Okay. So you don't hit your head.
I'm not doing anything to hit my head, trust me. So it's there. So I have two pillows behind my back, right? Like and I sit against the straight almost straight up and down.
Against the headboard.
Then I roll another pillow. Okay. I wrap my heating pad around that pillow.
Wow.
This is quite the setup. I jam that under my lower back to support my lumbar. Okay. Yeah. Then I put another pillow under my knees, so my knees are up a little bit. I have a lot of pillows.
You're on four now. Right?
Yeah, I have about six full-size pillows. I put another one under my knees, right? So my lower back supported, my knees are up, which takes the stress off. I'm leaning against that. And then I put one on my lap, like a table.
Oh, wow.
And I put the controller on my lap. And
has it improved your gameplay?
I would say it has.
Okay. Well, as long as it worked, right?
Yeah. You know? And that's my life.
I just pictured the routine just to play video. I feel so bad for you because you're back.
When Jamie texts me, he's like, we're on. And I'm like, all right, I need 10 minutes. He thinks that's because I'm, well, that's just to set up my seating
area.
Your
pillow arrangement.
He thinks it's because I'm running around doing stuff with my kid or my house.
It's true.
It's not. It's because I got to set up some pillows.
What a life.
Yeah.
Being a human.
But anyways. If you need answers to how to set up your pillows or anything else, you text us.
762-555. Any, literally any question you want.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Did any of you fall out of your chairs when you heard
the news about the new lockdown measures?
Yeah, lockdown measures.
No, I did not.
You didn't fall out of your chairs.
No.
Well, good.
I did go, what?
Yeah.
That's the same.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing. What's different? A couple of hour, like, curbside pickup has to be wrapped up by 8 o'clock, right? I think that's one of them.
Yeah.
Once again, a problem. This is a problem,
it's
okay?
It's a problem.
It's a problem that since March, when something is done, we don't all know exactly what it means.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? What is even red? Like, red we know is one before lockdown. But we should, every single person should know what red means.
And how more lockdown can we get than lockdown?
Yeah.
Like, we're in lockdown. How much more lockdown?
Double lockdown.
Aside from curfew, which he doesn't want to do.
Yeah. Right.
So now he's just saying, it was a serious lockdown. I'm serious this time. It's lockdown, but it's serious.
Pretty much.
But it's the same as, no, it's serious.
The conflicting information has been the worst thing about this, aside from the actual virus.
Like, right? It's been a farce. And it
really has.
A time when people are dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys think ice fishing is essential?
No.
No recreational activity is essential.
But I don't think anyone's telling you not to ice fish, so. Other than the weather.
I think you can put it under exercise, right? Because you're still allowed to do exercise.
Sure.
And I don't know how much exercise you're doing ice fishing.
And well, mostly that's mental health, too.
Yeah. Loading your gear is the most exercise you're getting ice fishing.
Walk out to your hut instead of snowmobile.
Any of you guys drank moonshine? Yes, I believe.
I think we all drank the same moonshine.
Yeah, we played a hockey team, and they made their own moonshine and gave us a nice big jar of it, which afterwards we took to our boss's house, and then we all passed it around.
Pre-COVID, way pre-COVID.
Oh, way pre-COVID.
We weren't passing the spit around. That was when it was okay to share spit.
Well, the moonshine would have killed anything anyway.
Yeah, that's true. What's the weirdest thing a house guest has done at your house?
At my house.
But right before COVID, I had a house guest.
And the bathroom story?
Yes. It was my sister-in-law, and her boyfriend were up for a visit, and we were having plumbing work done, and my wife said, you know what, like, don't go to the bathroom, please.
Right now.
Like, you can go to the Tim's or whatever, but the water is off.
Because we're having work done.
Yeah, and she went and took a dump in the toilet. Like,
didn't they do two toilets?
Yes.
Didn't they? Yeah, he rocked one, she rocked one, like, and they just left it there.
I was at work, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, oh boy, was my wife peeved.
I can imagine.
And then the plumber had to go in there and see these two toilets.
It's kind of part of the job.
That was,
right?
I guess, still weird. Like, what
not
are you
a nice
doing?
Part, but part of the job.
What's the most impressive thing you know how to do? Like that impress other people that don't know us? I don't know.
I don't know what's impressive. I just, it's
not impressive.
It's not impressive.
I
know.
I don't know. Stay alive, I guess.
It's not impressive either. Lots of people are doing that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not unique, at least.
Nothing. We're all going to say nothing.
I don't think I don't think I really do anything impressive.
Would you rather have no thumbs or no other fingers than thumbs? Well, no thumbs, obviously. You need some fingers, right?
I don't know.
You just have thumbs for fingers. You just have short fingers.
Yeah, I guess so. If you had all thumbs?
No, and then no other fingers. Just
a thumb?
Just thumb. Like a stump with a thumb.
No, she said thumbs. They said
no
thumbs.
Other fingers than thumbs. So you have no other fingers. So you just have your thumb.
Just your like sort of fist like, and thumbs.
Like,
yeah.
This.
Well, you wouldn't be able to do anything.
Well, so you want your four fingers with no thumbs? Because then you really couldn't.
Yeah.
No, the thumb is probably useful to most of your fingers.
And you can still.
You can still grip stuff, right? Well, I guess you could with your. I don't know.
That's a tough one.
It is tough. Both ideas would suck.
Yes.
You know, you at least need two digits on each hand.
Pinchers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a crab.
At the very least.
You've seen those guys that are born with just like the two really long sort of pincer fingers they have. They have like, a thumb and they have like loose. Just really.
Yeah.
They get pretty good. But I mean, I guess you have to, right?
They're always telling you to rock on.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I don't know. I didn't go to any concerts with them. Oh. Just saw them on the internet, but they never said rock.
Or it's just a pinky and a thumb? It's always hang loose?
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, it's more hang loose than rock on. Surfer does.
Surf.
Yeah. Can you grab the surfboard with it?
Yes.
That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question.
Time now for... Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto what?
It's auto what? Five questions. You have 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is the one that counts, and we do not tell you what's right or wrong until the end. So good luck.
We have Matt on the phone.
Oh, Matty boy. That's a different name. Good luck to you, buddy. Okay? All right.
Oh, boy. His phone is something else.
All right, Matt. Your time will
begin. Okay, I'll put it closer to my ear.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. That's your time will begin after I ask the first question.
It's helpful.
What U.S. city is named after the Algonquin word for onion?
Pass.
Who is Ontario's Minister of Health?
I don't know. I think I'm going to drop out, boys.
You're just bailing?
You're bailing?
Well, I don't know.
You have to finish now.
Get it. My 30 seconds is up now.
What did Thomas Crapper invent 158 years ago today?
A toilet.
Yeah.
On average, Americans consume 100 pounds of what per second?
Fat.
Do the Habs have a toilet seat on their jersey?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Well,
you got both toilet questions right.
Yeah, let's see how you did. Do the Habs have a toilet seat on their jersey? You said yes. That is absolutely correct.
Yes, 100% for sure.
Correct. Yep. On average, Americans consume 100 pounds of what per second? The correct answer is chocolate.
That's crazy.
What did Thomas Crapper invent 158 years ago today? You said toilet. We would accept that as the one-piece flushing toilet.
Okay.
Ontario's Minister of Health, you had no idea. That's Christine Elliott. And the U.S. city named after the Algonquin word for onion, which you did not know, is Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Matt, I could tell you were excited to play, but completely and totally unprepared.
Those are tough questions, Matt.
I started with the two off right away. I was wrong. I said,
Yeah. You're going to
get all five right to win this one,
yeah,
right?
You do. Yep.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And you got the most important one right, though. The Habs have the toilet seat
absolutely
on the jersey.
No, I couldn't absolutely agree more.
Yeah. American colors and a toilet seat on their jersey.
Strange, hey?
Yeah.
Strange. Anyways, thanks for playing, buddy. All right, buddy. You have a great day.
Have a good day, buddy.
Okay.
He's so disappointed.
Well, that was a tough round.
It was a tough round.
I mean,
man.
I wouldn't have done. I would have known most of those.
I don't think
chocolate, no idea.
The chocolate one was
crap,
tough.
I would have guessed.
No. I would have said pork rinds for what Americans consume. 100 pounds
could
of a
could be
second.
Anything. Yeah. It could be literally anything in the world.
Hey, you got to know your stuff, right? We always say you got to know your stuff.
I guess
But you don't have to know all the stuff.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, what's the biggest amount of money that you've ever lost in one sitting?
Oh.
Like at one time?
Like I've dropped like 20 bucks at the bar in my earlier days, and you're like, okay. Damn it, I remember I had 20 bucks. I must have dropped it
an
idiot.
Like that's intentional, though. You ever lost, took out some money from the bank to go on vacation and then lost the envelope or something?
Never.
I
had an umpiring. I used to do, my dad was a big time umpire, so I used to do weekend tournaments and stuff because you can make a ton of cash. And it was cash pay.
Sure.
I lost a weekend's worth. It was like $350
that sucks.
As a teenager. That sucked. I don't know where the envelope went. My brother probably stole it, but whatever.
It's not millions, though.
No.
No. This is nuts. And you guys make fun of my password sheet, and you should stop doing it right now. Because there's a computer programmer who has only two guesses left for his password to access $220 million in Bitcoin.
Oh, wow.
Before his digital wallet locks forever.
So he has over 7,000 bitcoins.
Yeah.
Which are worth, well, at the time, whatever. So his portfolio, what is it actually? They got like $234 million.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's tried 8 times and he can't get in because he lost the hard drive that he keeps his password on.
So he was gifted 7,002 bitcoins.
Sure.
In 2011. Lost the password same year. Hasn't had it since 2011. Didn't care because Bitcoin was worth squat for a long time. Now it's exploded again. So, like I said, it's worth $220 million. But the software used to create Bitcoin means that only the user has access to the password, with an iron key system giving them 10 attempts to get it right. If they don't, they're done.
Oh.
And he only got 2 left, and he loses $220 million. That is...
That would behoove me.
Imagine.
I get pissed when I can't remember that I have, 3 different credit cards and they all have different.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
oh, what's this stupid? I can't get this $20
pay the bill.
Yeah.
Now, you would think that there would be some sort of safeguard in place where they, if you forget your password, they'll email you it. Well, you can change it.
Well, they said because Bitcoin is decentralized, there is no,
there's no main.
You can't call someone to get your dollar.
I see.
Obviously, we could call the bank, but there is no
But don't they have a safety net of your personal questions or something like that that you could?
I guess
some
not.
Way. You would think.
And then
I have the 2 whatever identification stuff now on everything. Because these guys laugh, but I our Bigs and Bars stuff got hacked a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Got into, and the guy extorted us for a little bit of money.
Say how much money?
$15.
Yeah.
$1.5.
He got into all my stuff because the Bigs and Bars stuff I set up, so it was linked to all my. I used the same password for everything back then. So he got into all my stuff. And then he extorted us for a data package in Morocco for $15, and he gave us everything back.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Actual true story. Real nice guy. Turns out we probably funded a terrorist, but whatever.
Yeah, their communications or something. Yeah,
100%. We got our stuff back. But after that day, I have different passwords for every single thing.
Oh, yeah.
Connected to us, the show, me, my bank. Everything is different. So if you hack one, you'll never get the rest.
And they're all really crazy and intricate.
Yes.
And so you have a full scap paper of all your passwords.
I have two pieces of paper with the everyday ones that I need. And then I have my super secure ones that I keep somewhere else. And every time I forget a password for something, these guys laugh because I bust out my password sheet. Because even though I wrote the passwords down for everything, I didn't write what they were for.
Right.
So I have to guess. what's this one? Okay, maybe this one's Twitter. I don't remember.
So but. I think you should take it to the next step.
Mm.
My uncle had a folded up piece of paper of punchlines. He's an Irish guy. Of Hal Roach jokes. And he would just have to peek at the punchline and he would know the jokes. He was hilarious. But he covered it in packing tape.
Okay.
And did his own soft lamination. So let's say your wallet.
I have a laminator at home. I could just laminate it.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to fold that up and put it in your wallet.
That's true.
Because imagine you dropped your wallet in a puddle.
Just get it tattooed on tattooed on your inner thigh or something.
All my passwords?
Yeah, yeah.
What if I have to change them?
Leave space.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Either way. Imagine
what
not
if
knowing,
in a few years I can't see my thighs anymore.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Well, remember your passwords. Write them down somewhere. There's a lot of apps you can use that store all your passwords.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, that's great.
So then they know all your passwords.
How do they know your
someone
passwords?
Someone hacks that, gets all your passwords.
Well, you have to get your phone, get into your app. You need your face recognition. Are they going to rip your face off? They're going to cut your face? What is this?
John Travolta?
A bad John Travolta movie? Where they going to take my face?
What if you have your mask on and you're in a place where you can't take
to get
your
our
mask.
Twitter password? Oh.
Stranger things have happened.
I guess. The Bigs and Bar Show. Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. We'll answer as many as we can.
Were you guys childhood friends, or did you meet later in life? That's a nice compliment.
That is a very nice compliment. We all met through radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Different stages.
We've all known each other together for about a decade.
Yeah.
You and Jamie, Chris, have known each other longer.
Yeah, we worked at a radio station years ago together.
15 years we've known each other.
Yeah, and then I went off to work at other radio stations. and Jamie just sat there stagnant in his career.
Yeah, until, I was saved.
Until I called him to unite this Voltron of awesomeness we have here.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, have you ever been in or witnessed a really bad car collision?
Yes, I've witnessed.
I mean, for you, Jason.
I've witnessed the aftermath of car collisions, but I actually witnessed a real bad one time. Like a van ran a red light and then hit another car and flipped over in the ditch. Luckily, everybody was like okay other than a couple cuts and bruises, but it was like, it was pretty spectacular.
I was in a pretty bad one. I was fine because I was driving my red Chevy Blazer at the time.
All right, yeah.
But the other folks in the other car got broken up pretty good. Nobody died or anything. Everyone healed, but they got busted up pretty good. And I was on a first date.
Oh, wow. Someone. Oh.
So she never called me again.
I bet.
And end up marrying my friend Bob.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You did?
No, she did years later.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, years later.
That would lead into this question. What was the most disastrous date you've ever been on?
Not that one? No.
Really?
No. I was. I was fine.
I've told this story before. A lot of people might not have heard about one I've heard about. Like my friend, our friend Andrew. We all know Andrew. Who went on a date and they went out for crepes before going to a movie.
Malin.
So so imagine you're on a date, your first date, and you go and you have crepes and then you plan on going to a movie. And then you have the genius idea to arrive early to the movie and park really far away from the theater in hopes maybe you'll get a little pre-movie play my first date.
Right.
Bad plan.
Not going to happen.
Bad plan. So they were just sitting there talking and he was like, oh man, because the crepes started to creep up on him.
Creep down?
Creep down. You're right. And he had to go. He couldn't make it to the movie theater because he had parked at the back of the parking lot.
Right.
And so he flung the door open and like, out his bottom into the snowbank outside the car with his first date looking at him. And then he had to ask her to pass him napkins from the glove box.
Right.
So he could clean up. First date. I don't even think they saw the movie, and obviously they never saw each other again.
No, he's happily married.
He's happily married now, for sure.
He's that type of person that happens to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? One of those type of people that's real nice guy.
Yeah.
Never said anything that hurt anybody else's feelings ever, and life just keeps punching him in the face. Now he's overcome and he's doing well, but
that's hard to live down.
That's a tough one to get over.
Can you pass me the napkin?
Person I just met tonight.
Who just watched me
defecate in a snowbank. Can you pass some napkins over to clean myself up?
I love that.
So popcorn or?
Do you think it's okay to go hunting this weekend? 1 hour away on my land alone? I'm getting mixed advice from people. Yeah, I think that's fine. So. I think that's totally fine. Regardless of these, quote, new measures that they put into effect yesterday for the province of Ontario.
You think you would survive if they shut the world down for 2 weeks? Completely shut the world down?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. My kid would be awful. Like, I have a son with autism who doesn't like being home. He doesn't watch TV. He doesn't play video games. So we're out on the trails and doing stuff all the time. He likes being active. That would be the hardest part. Sure. Me, personally, if they shut the world down for 2 weeks and I was just
me. I'd be fine. I got stuff to eat. I'd be okay.
That'd be the best.
It's for a couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'd be fine.
Well, there's a movie, what's it called, 76? It's about the 76 days in Wuhan.
Okay.
About the, because that was a complete stay in your homes, groceries delivered and stuff like that. So
handed to you on a stick.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. But if it, I don't think it'll get to that point here.
No. If we get locked in a seat over 2 weeks, so.
Woo.
I'm eating one of you, so.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. I can't.
Jason's leaner if you want to stay healthy.
We'll talk later. We'll
make sure. Right,
we
right,
need
cool.
a plan.
Right,
we need
cool.
a plan.
Right.
You gotta catch
Sounds
me
good.
First.
So, yeah, it's good.
Small studio, man. I can probably catch it.
Oh, you're counting on me coming to work.
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. You call us at 750-1061 and you say "Oh yeah" in any way you want, any shape or form. What?
A lot of people, you know. We were gone for over the Christmas break and stuff like that, and not everyone tunes in every second of the day. I know, hard to believe.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
This might be the first time some people are hearing, oh, yeah, and they might think, what are these clowns doing?
Oh, well, this is just fun.
It's just fun.
A fantastic contest.
Yes.
Yeah. You can call me a clown all day. I don't mind being a radio clown. As long as we get to play, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So call. Say it any way you want. Any shape, form, whatever. And it's for $5 million maybe, because we got $100 in Lotto 649 for you.
Oh, really? Let's see. Line one. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, hey, guys.
Hi. What's your name?
It's Adam.
All right, Adam. Let's hear your oh, yeah, this morning.
All right.
Where was the yeah?
Where's the yeah?
Was there a yeah in there?
It was very quick. I'll do a yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it again here.
Oh,
he didn't do that yeah, the first
on,
time.
Yeah, went on the down.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, hang on, Adam. I mean, not overly impressive, but not the worst, no, I think.
Appreciate there. The creativity attempt.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. Hi, right, good morning, Shay. Who's this?
Excitable John.
Hey, John.
Let's hear
How
your...
How you doing, guys?
We're good, we're good. Can we hear your oh yeah this morning?
Sure.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, you brought
it. I admit.
You brought it. As a professional Tarzan bellower, I will tip the cap to you, sir. That wow. was
that was pretty good.
Was nice.
Hold on. So far, decent. You're the winner.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Man, he gave her, eh?
Woo. Was not expecting that out of John.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay. Who's this?
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike. You ready?
If I can help some people laugh, that'd be great.
All okay. right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, that was great. Okay.
You risked your life for us yeah. right there. You could have drowned, Mike. That was great. That was great.
Man.
The world needs more laughs.
It's true.
Absolutely. We say it wow. every day, man.
Do we need to take another one, or is that the winner?
We're gargling, Mike. All right. Yeah.
Gargling Mike.
Yeah. Fair enough, Mike, you
Congratulations,
win.
Congratulations, Mike.
Sorry. Man, any other day, John would have won with that yeah, Tarzan. Yeah. I'm pretty
Sorry,
sure.
John. That was great. Wow. Mike beat you out. Mike, one of the most positive people we know, thinks he's going to live to 125.
That's
he
right.
Does, he does. He
which
does.
Is amazing.
Because he walks
and,
a couple
and I,
feet
I
a
hope
day
you do.
Something. Yeah, we yeah. hope you do, too. You're a class act, and we appreciate it.
What did he say? He's 60 to mid oh yeah, my God.
Middle age.
He said he's middle age, and he's like 60. So, but hey, you know what? He might. I hope he does. I hope he does. I mean, the odds are not in his favor, but let's not dwell on that. Maybe $5 million to help him.
Yeah, you
got $100 and 649. Congrats, buddy. You're a beaut.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Any reason at all you want to call us, leave us a message. Literally any reason at all. We have a few we're going to feature. Where are we starting, James?
Do you want to start with the shortest one? Someone has a suggestion or a question sure. about me and my food, stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I had a thought. Jamie says it's a textural and smell thing. So if you plugged his nose and gave him like a Yo Crunch with the M&Ms mixed into it, would he be able to eat that cup of yogurt?
We're talking about your inability to eat yogurt and your gag reflex.
Because of the smell, you said, and yeah. the texture.
The smell, texture, and yeah. So, now, remember once I was lost my sense of smell a few years ago for like a full week.
Really?
And I would remember and you'd hold your yogurt up to me and I'd be able to go.
I don't remember that.
I do, actually.
Really?
And I was able to do it. And I was like, that's crazy. So maybe... Hmm. If I had no sense of smell or taste.
Well, because you still haven't eaten the cup of yogurt that you said you would eat when we raised all the 10,000 snowsuits and stuff. So like,
$500,000.
Well, no, actually
no, they did it,
though.
No, they did. I don't want to argue about it.
Yeah, we're not going to argue about it.
But if you think you had a granola or something or M&Ms, would it help you or no? Still couldn't do it.
Like, the smell would get you. Even with the smell. Oh, the smell would get me from across the room, Chris.
Okay. What else we got?
A guy who wants to be nice.
Hey, fellas. So I was just... thinking I was going to spread a little joy and just laugh at stupid shit. Yeah, it's just helping help my day go by quicker. You know, people that make dumb jokes or something stupid and they're looking for a laugh. Even if it's not funny, I'll laugh.
Boy, is this the show for him, man?
Yeah, yeah, we got him. We got you covered.
Just because it kind of brightens their day and they think they're funny and even if they're not. And then, hell, I can laugh later about how they weren't funny. But yeah, just a little... A bit of niceness. Anyways, have a good one, guys.
It's pretty much how we operate all the time. I mean, not with each other. We're cutthroat with each other.
Yeah.
But when we have very dark senses of humor.
Like so dark.
So like regular stuff doesn't normally make us laugh, but we realize that would make us psychopaths if we just walked around and didn't laugh at other people
yeah.
when they said things they thought was hilarious. So we just like, ha ha.
Like I'll watch a comedy special And it's not that I won't enjoy it, but I won't crack a smile throughout the whole thing.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. You're like, yeah, that's interesting.
It doesn't, and it's not a snobby thing.
No,
it's
just, I just don't laugh.
It's just when you do, like, when this is kind of your job is to look for the funny all the time, but other people don't have that job. It's like when you're exposed to it. It's like somebody who works as an ambulance driver, right? If we want to sort of level, and they see terrible things all the time, gore and stuff. You get desensitized to
it. You can, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can. And then, so it would take something, and that's a
but
part of the
gig. We saw that stuff.
Like, well, you'd be horrified.
Like, oh!
Right.
You know, this is what, how do you do this every day?
Yeah.
And when you're three hilarious people like we are, yeah. it's got to, no, I'm just kidding. We got any more?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I was just listening to something, and in it, one guy mentioned that his name's Sebastian, and how in the UK, they pronounce Sebastian with four syllables, whereas here they pronounce it with three, even though it's spelled the same.
Do we have to explain accents to this fellow? Sebastian.
Sebastian? Is that how they say it? Sebastian?
Sebastian!
I mean, I guess they'd be right because it is English and they're from England. So I assume that somewhere in their ancestry, someone invented that language, right?
I don't know.
Why do they sound different?
Sebastian. It's three syllables. Sebastian. They need to fix that. But they say a lot of dumb things over there, you know? Come on.
Yeah. Like tomato and stuff.
Doing shallots.
Yeah.
He's calling them shallots?
Yeah, I watched Gordon Ramsay once. He was like, he said tomato a bunch, and then he's like, grab the shallots.
It's a shallot.
A shallot.
Oh, yeah. Dumb English mouths.
Who are they to tell us that? I know you invented it and all, but...
Did we know that?
We don't really
know. They might have just taken it like everything else and called it their own. Like, let's be honest. Yeah.
There are a lot of things that we've learned happened way back before anyone currently living was alive, and we don't know the truth of them. We just assume.
All right. Well,
Sebastian.
Who names their kid Sebastian? Just don't name your kid Sebastian and you're fine.
It's not my favorite name.
No, it's not my, I don't hate it. It's not like Keith or Dwayne, but I mean, it's not.
I don't know what's wrong with Dwayne.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not Wayne. It's not Dave. It's just Dwayne. It's just, I don't like combined names.
Why would you combine Dave with Wayne?
It's just a D name, a basic D. You just threw a D. It's like, hey, I'm DeQuiss and this is DeJamie. It's DeDumb is what it is. It's DeDumb.
All right.
It's just Dwayne, man.
It's like Glennis, lovely lady over here. What name is that?
It's Glennis.
You guys get really upset every time I bring up Glennis because she's a real sweet lady. She's a lovely lady. She's a really one of the best people in the building.
Yeah, she's really nice.
But her name is dumb.
Glennis.
Is it Glenn or is it Dennis? You can't put them both together and give it to a girl.
It's Glennis.
You can do that.
That's not a name.
All names are made up.
Like, what's your name? It should be Triss.
What do you mean my name should be Triss?
Triss. It's C-H. Triss.
Fine. Triss. Triss, if that makes my argument of combining two names or just putting a D in front of another name incorrect.
Triss Biggs. That's it. You're Triss.
It's the dumb, okay? I'm sticking to it.
Right. The Biggs and Barr Show.
Can I read the email? I want to read the email.
Yeah, go ahead.
We just got an email before we get to Uncensored Question Time. I was listening to your show this morning and thought you should be aware that calling paramedics ambulance drivers is completely degrading and unprofessional.
No, it's not.
Please be aware that in the future and stop offending those who put their lives on the line for you every day. If you're offended by that, you are the most sensitive human being in the history of flesh.
Yeah.
In no way.
Called paramedics.
In no way was it meant to be degrading or disrespectful.
Like people call us DJs all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't spun a record in 2 decades.
In no way. Okay?
But I'm not offended by
it. The name didn't come to me in a discussion we were having, so I just said ambulance driver.
So don't be so sensitive, Kevin. You need a hug or something?
I'm well aware you are far more than just driving an ambulance around.
I used to work with the paramedics all the time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't take their job at all because it's very difficult.
No, it is one of their duties to drive the ambulance.
One of them, yeah.
This is why people don't like each other.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't just let that go. You had to write an email.
That's effort.
How much stuff this show does with the good folks that, you know, work fire, police, and paramedic?
Absolutely.
You know how much stuff we do? You don't think we respect them? We don't think we appreciate what they... I've been in the back of a few ambulances. You don't think... Because I said it?
We love ambulance
You had to write an email?
Yeah, because you thought we were disparaging paramedics.
That's insane.
Usually we let this kind of stuff go.
Yeah. No, I'm not letting it go anymore.
I know. I'm saying usually, but this is...
I'm not letting it go anymore.
Too far, Kevin.
These people need to be called on their behavior. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. So sorry if you're offended, Kevin, but that's your
problem. I hope you're offended now.
Yeah.
Because we're judging your character, not the title of your job.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, though.
And if you'd like to text us, you can. 762-555. Yeah. Any question you like.
Those dang ambulance drivers, eh?
Yeah. Those ambulance drivers, they're the worst.
Yeah.
The worst people.
Oh, my God. Did you hear what those guys said?
Paramedics, though, they're fine.
Yeah, paramedics are great.
Those damn ambulance drivers.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Before you guys sign off today, can I get a go? Flyers. Have a great day. Cheers. We like the Flyers.
Yeah, I like the Flyers. My second favorite team.
Hockey kicks off tonight, so a lot of people pumped, excited.
Gritty is, everyone loves Gritty, but like the invention of that, the name, the look of him is
the mascot.
Top notch.
One of the best mascot.
You might
ever
have to explain who he is to some people who don't know.
Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, the big orange guy with the googly. Like he's
the best.
Top notch, whoever made that marketing.
Philly season. Always has great mascots. Don't they have a great baseball one too? They got the big.
Oh, the Philly Fanatic?
Yeah, the big. I'm not a fan of the Fanatic.
Don't like his color. Like the green,
I realized how that sounded.
The green of the Philly Fanatic is not, well, you know me, my mascots. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the job he does. The green that he is not kind to my eyes. I realized as soon as I said that, I'm like, wow.
Ooh. Yeah. He's talking about mascots.
Mascots, of course.
Yeah. Senators don't play till Friday, though, but Leafs and Habs in action tonight. So something to watch.
Jason, does it offend you if I called you a fire truck driver? No, I wouldn't.
No.
Because when I was on the fire department, I did drive fire trucks.
Yeah. There's a difference between being a little irritated that somebody didn't call you the right term. Like when people call us DJs, we get mad.
Yeah, it's not the correct term.
But they're not going to track you down and write you an email.
Right, and they're not doing it out of malice. It seems logical to them.
The paramedic just didn't come to my mind when we were talking. So I said ambulance driver. And this guy had a conniption fit and wrote an email.
That ruined
a little... Like, he probably soiled himself. Just, he was so upset. Yeah.
That's why he was mad. How long has the Stittsville flea market been closed down for? I'm not sure it is. Every time I drive by, there's always cars in the parking lot. Maybe just in the wintertime. I haven't been by in a while, but, like, right through, like, the summer and through all the COVID stuff, the flea market was in full operation.
Was it, eh?
Yeah.
I'm not a real flea market guy, I gotta be honest. I don't, I've been to a few. I'm like, hey, maybe I'll go to this flea market and see if there's anything I could possibly need.
I've never been to that one. I've just driven by it, but.
On Carp Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, it opens at 9.
Yeah, I thought it was open.
There is a lot of old lady clothes, decorative knives and swords.
Sure.
There's a lot of those at flea markets.
There's also some great
technology no one uses anymore.
If COVID ever ends and we're allowed to travel again and you happen to be in the Daytona Beach area, do yourself a favor and go to the Daytona Flea Market because they sell absolutely everything there, regardless of your age. Like a child can go buy a gun. Almost. And they have massive pickles on a stick.
Pickles?
Yeah.
Wow.
Huge pickles on a stick, like almost the size of this mason jar here. Crazy.
Like thick a pickle?
Thick pickles.
Just a pickle on a stick.
Yeah.
Nothing to it. Not fried, not
like
spiced.
$2.
Yeah. $2 for a pickle on a stick.
Pickle. What do you guys think of Mike Milbury getting fired? He was the NBC hockey
I thought
analyst.
He died.
No, he was the guy. He's famous for hitting a fan with a shoe.
Yeah, I remember that video. I thought he died.
No, he just got fired.
Oh.
Because he said some things.
I thought he died last year.
No.
Crazy.
He did some things during the playoffs. He said some things.
I hope he doesn't email me. Hope he's not offended that I thought he was dead.
You know who his replacement is? As the hockey analyst? Chris is dying. Mike Babcock.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be on TV.
Why? What's so funny, Chris?
You think about this thick pickle? This $2 pickle? That's the size of a mason jar?
Yeah.
It's huge.
I'm just thinking how absurd, how mad I was. And it cost $2 for a pickle.
It might be more.
Genuinely
I thought it was
angry.
Two.
I was
You're
like,
crying.
$2.
Well, they're so big, though. Like, it's a meal, this pickle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sometimes my own ridiculousness makes me laugh.
You can go to the Daytona flea market.
Yeah.
You can get the giant pickle.
Oh.
You can buy, like, a taser and go for a helicopter ride.
Amazing.
Like,
all the same
day. It's like a one-stop shop.
And. Come on, folks. Get it together so we can go traveling again.
Yeah. I genuinely do want to go back to the Daytona flea market.
All right. Well, thanks for that. Thanks for that, guys. I needed it. Woo, that's it for another stuff.
It's an answer question time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
That guys,
we did.
That's art right there. All right, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Tons of text today. Tons of Doug. Leave a message to the Doug line anytime you want.
Sure. 613-216-3849. We'd love to hear it.
Anything you ever want us to discuss, talk about, something pissed you off, some, you know, something you really enjoyed, something you witnessed, that's your, you have questions, whatever, fire them to the Doug line 24 hours a day. Yes, Jamie,
have a little texting bet with our HabFan58 or okay, whatever name it.
He likes to chirp.
He loves to chirp, like fun chirps. Yeah, he's a Habs fan.
And hockey starts tonight.
Jamie's a Leafs and hardcore Leafs fan.
So yeah, if the Habs win, I have to come on tomorrow around quarter to... No one listening now cares. Around quarter to seven. Okay. I got to say that the Habs are the better team. And if the Leafs win, he's going to leave a message on the Dougie line.
All right. Well, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, one team may be better than the other. And like, that's all how games
around,
work.
Like all around or
nope,
just that
just
night?
Just that
well,
night.
That's not a bet then.
That's how I'm going to spin it.
That's not embarrassing at all.
No, but it's just fun. Fun chirps.
All right, well. I mean, I don't know if you can trust a Habs fan to follow through with anything. And I don't know if he can trust you to follow through with any of your bets.
It sounds like you're plotting already.
Yeah. We had a pretty serious yogurt bet about getting 10,000
Anywho,
suits.
Anywho, hockey's back tonight, so that's fun for a lot of people because yeah, it's sure something is to watch.
All right. Sports are great right now, finally. Got hockey, got NFL playoffs.
The Raptors are brutal.
Whatever.
I'm still a little broken up about them canceling the figure skating championships.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's really put a downer on the whole time.
All right. Well, enjoy the new regulations.
Yeah, be
if
safe.
If we ever figure out what they are exactly.
Just
and
stay home.
Shay Stafe, have a great day.
Well, I mean, if people are affected by it, they can call the Dougie line and let us know because we don't know some of the stuff. Like, if you all of a sudden are locked down, you can't do anything as of 12:01 tomorrow, let us know. We don't know. There's been no... We don't know.
Kind of know.
Kind of.
Sort of know. You know?
Yeah, it's very similar to what it was before.
The Biggs and Barr Show.